Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, and welcome to the Roundtables here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie. With mothers and daughters around the world, it's a wonderful day. It's a blessing just to be in the midst of working for the kingdom of God. You know, sometimes I say just to be alive, just to get up, but what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything if it doesn't have a purpose. So I'm trying to add purpose to my life, you know, to the meaning of the words that I say. What is the purpose behind them? Just don't say words, you know. Well, good morning. It's a good day to do something for the kingdom of God. That's why we're here. We're only here to serve God, to do something that helps glorify the kingdom. So think about that today. What are you doing today? Smile on God's face, you know, and glorify the kingdom. So with that being said, I just want to go and I'm going to see here, get my host, the hostess on the line. I just want to say, you know, it's an absolutely beautiful day. I am in the mountains sitting by a large body of water. The trees are multicolors and I'm nestled in this in the mountains. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's a beautiful day, and I'm going to go out and play all day with my sisters. We're going to go out and play. We're going to have fun. We're camping out. You know, it's a new thing. It's just for us. So we're going to camp out. God is just blessing us. We had such a wonderful night last night. We had friends over. You know, it's just absolutely a good time to just relax and just enjoy life. And while you're doing it, just remember to say something to someone that will brighten up their day or, you know, help somebody in a way. That's how you help glorify the kingdom of God. Do what Jesus would do. He would smile at them. He would say something. He would always reach out to the one that most people would want to pass by and act like they're the least. That's the one Jesus would run to. You know, the one that, you know, the disciples will say, oh, Father, you know, Master, you don't want to mess with them. You know, just tell them to go away. You know, how dare, you know, they didn't really know who they were with. Just tell them to go away, you know. And Jesus would look at them and just go straight to that person. Like, you know, I'm Jesus. You don't realize who I am. So if we are going to be like Christ, then we have to reach out to those that are, what we say less fortunate, but doesn't mean they're less fortunate because we all are the same kind of difference. You know, we was watching that movie last night. Cynthia was on there and she saw it. Let me see. Can I bring you on, Cynthia? Here we go. I'm just getting all off into this conversation. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. But what I was saying was we were watching that movie, The Same Kind of Difference as Me, last night. And you know, it just brings back, you know, we are no different. And the bottom line was we all are homeless. See, people think, oh, they're homeless and they don't have a home when we see people on the street. But we all are homeless. We are all here on this earth. This is not our home. So we're homeless. Until you get back to the kingdom, you are homeless. And that was the line, the same kind of difference as me. You know, you're looking at me as a homeless person. Well, you're just the same as me. You're homeless too. Until you get back to your father, you're a homeless person. And people, oh, there's mm-hmm. always somebody looking down at the homeless. The rich looks down at the poor. And then the poor look down at the poorest. You know what I'm saying? We're all looking down, but we're the same kind of difference. We all are short of going home to our heavenly home. And until we get back to that heavenly home, we're homeless. So anyway, I don't know. I got off on that this morning. But
well, you know
you
what?
Like
it's just confirmation. I am going to do the prayer. Absolutely.
Okay.
But it's just confirmation from the morning reading, Mark 1:40-45. Boo with compassion. Jesus reached out and touched him. And God
All
is
right.
waiting for us to reach out and touch each other. It's just confirmation.
Reach out and
touch. So, Father, we come.
Yeah.
Thanking you, Father God. We come thanking you for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will reach out and we will be obedient. In your obedience, I have a desire to reach out and touch people that no one else wants to touch. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for the heart you've given us to reach out and touch. Call on our lives that we will reach out and touch somebody.
Mm.
And this we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Yeah. So if I go out or something like that, somebody can text me. But I think, you know, I'm sitting in a position here that I think I'll be all right. We'll be just fine with up in the mountains. Sometimes you get a little disconnect. But, yeah, let me bring Deborah on. Hold one second. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord. So we're not going to make you talk, but I can tell you one thing. You're going to want to talk because this is a topic this morning that the Lord has dropped down in my heart. And so we're going to bear with you. I know you said that you're having some problems with your throat. I am too a little bit, so just from scratching this. But thank you for coming on and you know, say doing it anyway, in spite of it all.
Amen.
And
all
I
right.
just want to say good morning to my Deborah. Good morning, sweetie.
Good morning, Cynthia. It made me smile.
Good morning, mothers and daughters around the world. We are here this morning with good news. God speaks to mothers and daughters, and I tell you, it is it. This is it. This is the opportunity for mothers and daughters to serve the kingdom. And God is calling for us to do that. So with all that being said, I'm going to introduce. I'm going to leave everybody open, and we're just going to have a conversation. I'm going to catch you up on some of the things that's going on. God is saying that it is time. So mothers and daughters out there in the audience, we are embarking on a campaign. It is time. It's a love campaign. To bring, through the love of Christ, bring mothers and daughters together. And, you know, Deborah and Cynthia is so amazing. I thank God that I'm not a puffy person, whatever that means. But, you know, I don't look at things and then think, oh, I've done something. And I've done that all my life. I don't care what, television, magazines, newspaper, and I've been in a lot. Most people don't even know. I just don't say anything, you know, because it just, it don't mean anything. I was there for that moment. It did. I don't go back and look at them. I don't go back and try to find them. And I just move straight on because I said, you know what? If you start looking at what you think that you're doing, then you'll think that you're doing works and you'll think that you've done something great and you've done nothing. But, you know, allowing the devil to make you think that you're somebody that you're not. So I try to just stay focused on what I'm doing at the moment. But God has called upon me and said, you know, it is time. When Cynthia, you and I and Dr. Jean got together and we did the strategic planning for 2019, you know, God had told me some time ago, and then it just came back up again, and Dr. Jean mentioned it, and I'm like, okay. And the Lord just said, it's time. He always gives you confirmation. so that you'll know I'm telling you, you hearing me, it's time. And so this is what I'm on. I'm on a tour. It's called It's Time. It's a book tour. And I'm going to tell you, audience, it's so amazing because, you know, I'm like, Lord, you have to help me out. I tell the Holy Spirit all the time, Holy Spirit, you have to help me out now because, you know, I can get it mixed up or twisted. I'm depending on you. I was heading from Atlanta going to Augusta and driving along. Deborah, the Lord has blessed us with an RV, and, I mean, it's very, very nice, and I'm just in my heyday of just gratefulness and driving along, and I went through Augusta and went to a place called North Augusta, and North Augusta, South Carolina. And so I'm there, and I'm at this television station doing the interview. But before I got there on Monday night, as I was going to bed, God said, and it was like 1 o'clock. God said, "I need you to write this down." So I started writing. I sat on the floor and I was writing. And he said, "Okay, this is what you're going to talk about. You're doing the tour. It's time, and these are the things I need you to point out." So I'm sitting there and I'm writing all these things out. And the next day I got up and I typed it out, and I'm looking at it. Still ain't really dawned on me that you're going on tour, because when we hear people going on tour, you know, they got a lot of people, they have managers, and they have this and they have that, and it's all the fluff, and they know how many cities they're going to travel to before they start on tour. They know they're going to hit New York, Chicago, and they put them in a row so that they would move from one city to the other, a little bit that I do know. And that was not a picture for me to say tour. And so I'm like, okay. So I get to the station and absolutely had the best interview I think I've ever had out of all the interviews I've had. It was just such a spirit. It was a piece. It was it. That's all I can say. It was it. And so we're just talking, and then all of a sudden I came back and I was talking to the lady that interviewed me, Dorothy, her daughter. And Dorothy's the owner of the station. And she said, "Oh, yeah, we want you back." And they said, "Okay, we got a couple other stations we want you to go to." And she called a man in and had him to come in and talk to me. And I'm looking at all the stuff happening, still ain't dawned on me. And so I looked at her door and I said, "Am I on tour?" So we started laughing. She said, "Yeah, you have another one in Atlanta. Will you go into two more?" That's the way it works. And you go, and then two more refer you to two more. Yeah, that's on tour. And this morning I was writing, and I was talking to the Lord, and the Lord said, I said, "Well, I think I'm on tour." And it may sound like I'm dumb or something, but I'm not dumb. It's just that I try not to get puffed up about it. And the Lord said, "Call those things that are not as though they are." I said, "I got it. I'm on tour." So, and I like it because it's not so pre-planned, and you don't have to have all this entourage of people. I can get in the RV, pull up at the station like I did, and just walk in there and have a good time. I am having the time of my life, and I just want to say publicly, I praise the name. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because this ministry has been traveling along, has been growing in its own way. We are a quiet storm. And not trying to reach the public and tell them, "Look at what we've done," and this, that, and that. We're just a quiet storm. And God said, "What you do in secret, I will bless it. I will bless
Amen.
It." So we don't have to toot our horn. We just want to do what the Lord tells us to do, and that's where I am. And along the way, I get to enjoy some of the pleasures of getting there. So I just want to share that this morning. I want to say thank you, Cynthia. You have been the rock, the Peter to this ministry, and I publicly say that because without any selfishness, you know, if I say the Lord said and he confirmed it with you, we do it. And we do it without money. We do it without fussing. We do it without, you know, any malice or anything in our heart. We just do it because we do it unto the kingdom. And then here comes in, you know, Deborah. It just jumped right in here with us, and you know, I tell people all the time, you can come on the radio, you can talk. A lot of people on, and I appreciate you being on. You don't have to say anything, but just spread the word. Tell somebody else, pass it on to a mother and daughter that you know. somebody that you'll hear something, you know, pass it on to them and say, you know, I heard this and I think this is good for you and your daughter. That's how we help grow the kingdom. It's just like with Jesus. We're passing the word of Jesus on. That's how you help grow the kingdom. So he put us out here with a message, and we are to take those messages and pass them on. And then we got Dr. Jean that's with us that, you know, jump in, and she's the administrator now for the ministry. And, you know, it's just it's a small group. You know, Paul does the media piece, and then we got Al that is going to be our driver that's been waiting on this RV, and I haven't even talked to him yet, I don't think, to tell him. But I got to call him today. Said, yeah, I thought about that. And I don't want, audience, I don't want to think I'm babbing along. But these are plans and goals and things that we've talked about for the last, 10 years, looking at God. And he's just unfolding. And I was saying this morning, if you just believe and you just trust God and don't try to get ahead of God, I would have been much further, I think, but I am where I'm supposed to be, I believe. But I, you know, try to do a lot of stuff myself. If God told me something was going to happen, I'll just try to make it happen. Now I'm saying, okay, God, in your time. And I relax, and it's unfolding. And God is wanting us now to go out and gather up. You know, he's been preparing us for a long time. And so this morning I was saying, Holy Spirit, what are we talking about today? And he said the same thing. Why would you go on television and do the campaign and not do the campaign on the radio? I'm like, well, okay then. So here we are. Today we are talking about it's time. And I'm going to do, while y'all, I'm going to knock this out and then I'm going to open it up. But I just wanted to let you know we have it open. I'm going to give a gist of what we talked about on the radio. You know, and it says, it is time. Mothers and daughters, it's a call to come together, to follow God's instructions, to raise godly women, to unite and to seek God's guidance, to create a spiritual bond of protection over our daughters, and to raise a whole new generation, starting with our young daughters today. It is time for change. God is saying in order for this world to change, mothers have got to step up. We as mothers got to step up. Every woman is a daughter, but every woman is not a mother. And as a mother, we still have to step up and bring those daughters to the table. And sometimes daughters, you have to step up and bring those mothers, because it can be a reverse role. But mothers and daughters, God is saying, I need your help. I can't do this without you. A lot of times people think, well, that's God. God can do anything he wants to do. No, God cannot. God can only do what he say he's going to do. He said, because my word will not go void. So God says, I need you. I need a body to work out of on this earth. That's why he created the body of Christ. He had to have a body to come into the earth realm. That spirit cannot just move around without a body. So he put his spirit in the body of Christ so that Christ could come down and actually show us how to live on earth and how to prepare to return back to heaven. In the meantime, we're supposed to do what? Go around and gather up the lost souls, introduce them to Christ. And the Christ that we introduce them to will introduce them to the Father. And that's how you're going to return. If you don't get that pattern, you know, some people say there's many ways to get back home. No, according to God, if you believe in God, there's only one way, and it's through Jesus Christ. And why was Jesus here? He wasn't here just to pick his nose and lollygag around, as my daddy used to say. He was here for a purpose. He was here to show you. He set the example, left the instructions. So we have to follow the example, follow the instructions, and it'll lead us straight back to the kingdom from which we came. That's the whole purpose. So what are we doing as the campaign? It's like none other. It is time. God is saying, in order for the world to heal, mothers have got to step up. Because if you brought a human person, if God sent a human to this earth through you, you are responsible for that that human that came through you. You can't dismiss it and decide, you know, well, I brought you through, you're 18, you're on your own. No, you are responsible. What if God had done us like that? I brought you in the earth, now I'm going to leave you, you're on your own. Where would we be? So we have got to be us mothers. We've got to go and we've got to come together now and unite. And I'm telling you, if a mother, like I was telling Dorothy on the television show, I said, if a mother, I don't care if she's a crackhead, if she's a prostitute, I don't care if she's been in prison, I don't care if she's in the church, I don't care where she is, but the role that that mother plays in the heart of the child, that child will listen to their mother. If that mother said, boy, I said, stop it. They may fall at the face or whatever, but they're going to stop. Mothers are the only one that can control the human that came out of it. You may say, I can't do nothing with it. No, they listen and they hear. And I was saying, you know, I don't know if you can remember in Baltimore where they had the riot. And the lady came out. She saw her son on television out there in the street. She said, oh, no, I know that ain't my son out there. That lady got dressed, went down there, found her son, and whipped him. I mean, I'm not talking about a little kid. I'm talking about a boy looked like he's got 18, 19 years old, popped him inside the head and whipped his butt all the way back home. No, this is not what we do. And it's time for us to do mothering. It's time for tough love. But before you can do that, you got to know that you're a child of God. You got to be in position to stand when you want someone else to stand. You can't ask your daughter to do something that you're not doing. So the other thing is hidden secrets. We got to get past the hidden secrets because that's the divide, and that's what will keep mothers and daughters from uniting, and that's what will keep us from actually getting back to where we are to work for the kingdom of God. Because we got a hidden secret, and Satan will play with that. He'll make you feel guilty. He'll play with you, and, oh, you ain't worthy. You know you did so and so and so. No. If you really follow the instruction says, once you repent, I don't remember it anymore. So you got to believe it. If you don't believe that, then you'll live under the lie. You'll live up under the lie that the Satan is saying, you remember that? You remember this? Because his job is to remind you of what you did wrong. When you should do what Jesus did and forget it. See, you got to look at the instructions and you got to look at the model. But if you keep holding on to it, then you're not being Christ-like. And then the other thing we need to do is to forgive each other. We can't just keep walking around saying we forgive it, using words, but not having the intent in our heart and not the love to forgive someone. Because you cannot be Christ-like when you hide in a secret and let the devil beat you up, expose him. When the devil approached Jesus, he said, what? I'll give you all the kingdoms if you just, you know, bow down to me. And if you just, you know, because I know you got the power. And I said, he knew he was. And if you just do this, that, and that's what he does to us. You know, if you do this right here, I'll do that for you. You know, you got to expose him. No, the word said. Every time you come, no, the word said. And then we got, once we forgive each other, then we got to restore the love. In order to restore the love, you cannot restore the love without forgiveness. You got to forgive your daughter. You got to forgive your mother in order for the love. I'm talking about the agape love that's in, that God has. We all make mistakes. We're none perfect. We got to look over some stuff. You know, Jesus looked over some stuff for us. Look at all the stuff that we've done. And then yet we went and repent, and he says, okay, I forgive you. I'm not even going to remember that anymore. You don't have to worry about it. That's a done deal. Come on, let's go. The prodigal son, that's a prime example of agape love. That father saw his son, he ran to him. And the reason he ran to him is because back in that day when you disgrace your parents, anybody in the city, you know, hold you accountable. They may stone you. So the father didn't want his son coming back looking dirty and smelling like a pig and all that because he knew the people in the community would turn on him and could stone him to death. But what he did, He ran and grabbed him. And he said, bring me a robe, bring me a robe, and slippers and a ring. And they brought the slippers and the ring, and what he did, he wrapped them up in that robe so they couldn't see his dirt and smell his stink. And he put those shoes on his feet so he would look like he's my son. And he put the ring on his finger saying, you know, hey, I approve of him. And that's what we got to do. We got to bring the slippers and the robes and the ring, and we got to say it, baby, I approve of you. You may have been on the pole dancing, but you know what? You off now. We're going to forget that. We're going on. You cannot. You've got to exercise the love of Christ in order for the unity of mothers and daughters to come together. I'm not going to go through. Let me see what else. The other thing is that when I was going through this, God said to me, you are a servant. You know, we keep saying we're Christians, but God said you're a servant, and I've given you an assignment. This was Monday night as I was writing. It says, and it says, I was given an assignment as a servant to mothers and their daughters to help them create healthy, loving, and trusting relationships according to the word of God. I was sent to help solve a problem. God said, I sent you to solve a problem. We all are sitting here to solve a problem. We have to find out what that problem is. He said, I sent you to solve a problem. And he said, the problem is the lack of understanding in the mother and daughter role to the kingdom of God. I was like, my Lord. I was like, Lord, that's deep. He said, I want you to solve that problem. That's why I sent you. It's a lack of understanding of the mother and daughter role to the kingdom of God. So he said, the book that I gave you, Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters, I gave you that book so it will help mothers and daughters understand how much I love them and I did not leave them out. When you're in church, the majority of time you hear the preaching on Paul, John, Luke, you know, it's always Job. It seems like it's always coming from a male perspective. And God said, then my daughters think I've left them out. But I want them to know I said many things about them. And so in that book, those passages, those messages to mothers and daughters, God handpicked those Bible verses and he said, tell them this and tell them that. And when he was discussing the message, when he was doing the message, he backed it up with his word. So the book is a message, and then the word is the word of God to give the authority to the message that he sent. So I'm thinking, God, this is so deep. This is deep. So that's why he said, it is time. It is time. And the book is a book of messages that once you read them, God said they will be inspired to go to the Bible and seek further guidance for their individualized, unique mother and daughter relationship. Because what God tell me about my daughter, Angela, and I may not fit what he needs to tell you about you and your daughter. And you have to seek him out. Because every mother and daughter relationship is different. Everyone is unique because each of us are unique. And God made the combination. He selected your daughter for you and selected you to be her mother. And he did it with a purpose. So that's my take on it. Cynthia, you want to comment?
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am. I literally was on assignment this morning. Before I even woke up this morning, one of my long dear friends for over 30 years text me. We had an alt some years ago, and for the love of me, I could not figure out what had taken place. And I thought I had what was an aha moment one day last week, and I shared that with another friend. And it's so awesome, Dr. Fletcher, that we don't know the discussion that we're going to have. We don't know the title when we do the radio show, that God always instructs us and give us, give you the morning of what we're going to be talking about. So I was on assignment this morning. My friend texted me before I even woke up, and it was my instruction, because God tells us if there's an alt against any, your sister or brother, that you are to go to them. So when I saw that text this morning, before I went to her, I got into the word. And the word was talking about compassion. The word was talking about the power of a touch. And as daughters, we are all daughters. So I got to call and apologize to her for what I thought I had done. And it's all what you said, Dr. Fletcher, about understanding. It was a misunderstanding of a discussion that caused this all and separate a friendship that we had had for over 20-some years. Mm-hmm. As you were talking, I went to Titus 2, and how we are to be examples to each other as daughters and as mothers. Because we can't say one thing, as you said, and do something else. So I was convicted this morning to take this opportunity to apologize to my sister. And I am so glad that we are in the business of obedience. This mm-hmm. ministry is in the business of obedience. We do what the Father tells us to do. Because Amen. Sacrifice, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the enemy tried to talk me out of making that phone call. But I am so glad. And I even text my sister and asked her to join us. So I hope she joined us on the radio show, because mm-hmm. it's just beautiful to hear the instructions of God and how he operates. It has Amen. Confirmed everything from the moment I got that text. She mentioned John 5. John 5 is in concordance to our morning reading, which came out of Mark 1, 40 through 45. And I just thank God that as a daughter, I don't have a daughter audience, but I am a daughter, and my friend is a daughter. And I just thank God that I followed instructions this morning and made that phone call.
Amen.
And thank you, Dr. Fletcher, for your obedience. Because you have never stirred me wrong. As my oldest sister in Christ.
Yeah. It's easy once you make up your mind, you know.
My friend is on the phone. She says she's in tears.
No,
she's on the radio show.
Tell her to tick.
Please click one.
Click one, yeah. You know, my thing is that I've been a fireball all my life. Back in my day, you know, when all that, you know, I always had a good heart. But, you know, we always got an excuse if you hit the wrong button, then you would see something. I just thank God for the person that I am now, because I work at being that person. You know, it's not going to just happen, mothers and daughters. You got to want to do it. You got to want to please Christ in order to do it. Otherwise, you know, the enemy, if you don't make up your mind that I'm a servant of the Almighty God, and I'm in the capacity of a servant, I'm not here to be served, you know, then you can slip real quick back into where, not where you came from, where you never left. Because when you leave and you really leave, the Holy Spirit will give you an option, you know. Deborah, did you want to say a couple words? I know you didn't want to talk too much.
No, I'm good. I want to say thank God for another day. And I just want to say that me and my mom, Bible study is going good every Wednesday. Praise the Lord. We're in the book of John. And
all right.
All is well. Praise the Lord.
Oh, man. I am so proud of you guys. I mean, that what better way? Because see, if you try to wait to break down every element of your mother and daughter relationship, you said this, you did this, and you didn't do that. If you try to wait till everything is cleared up, every I's dotted, every T's crossed, that ain't never going to happen because you can't remember everything. And the minute you think that you're going forward with your mother and daughter relationship, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And how he does that, he just want to remind you of something. And he says it and does it in such a way that it feels fresh, like it just happened yesterday. So I'm proud of you guys. I'm glad you all took that tip from the Holy Spirit. You know, study. Do Bible study together. Because, you can't go wrong studying the Word of God. I mean, that's the way to get out, and that's how the Holy Spirit can remove all the things from your remembrance. He can remind you of everything. If you ask him, he can remove it, and you get into the Word of God, then all of a sudden you realize all that stuff didn't mean nothing. Because God forbid, if you or your mother close your eye, people want to have a fit, want to cry, want to pass out, because what? They didn't do what they were supposed to do. And then now they know they can't do it. You can't talk to her. You can't hug her and do the things that you knew you should have done. And Cynthia did it well when we had the conference. You know, don't wait too late. Nothing really matters. I don't understand why people put such value on a mistake, such value on things. You know, you didn't give me this or you didn't do that. What? God don't even want your body in heaven, let alone anything. And he created the body. And he said, no, the body can't come because it's been contaminated by the earthly air, the atmosphere of the earth. No, he's not bringing that to heaven. That's why your soul will escape and that body will stay here and go right back to dust because it's not going to heaven. So if that's not going to heaven, your money's not going, your car, your clothes, your diamonds, and not even your attitude. So what is it about? So I'm proud of you, Deborah. I'm proud of you and your mom. Tell your mama I said hello. I that you're doing it and then you're growing. And I bet you, I just can only imagine what you all are feeling, and you probably haven't said anything. You just keep walking. Just keep walking, and it'll come. You got to walk it right on through it. All right. Cynthia, you got anything you want to say?
I'm going to just read the morning prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for the personal way you reached out to care for the hurting people. Help me to follow your example and extend compassion in my actions. I always want to be obedient to the Father because I can never go wrong with the Father. And picking up that phone this morning in obedience was one of the greatest things I could have ever done because I miss my friend.
Mm-hmm. And see, one thing about it, you know, we all have those challenges. It's nothing. I believe that God allow things to happen in our lives for a purpose. You all went through that because I've gone through it, still going through it. It's an experience that you say, well, wonder what happened. Well, you know, and you can't explain it. But you have to go through it because it helps make you a better Christian, a better servant of God because that's the part of the training. And I look at it like this. God is training me up. And an area, can you, because if you know you don't have hate in your heart, you got nothing but love for the person, okay, then why is the distance? Sometimes there's a time that a person has to move out of your life in order for you to grow and in order for God to get to you for whatever reason. You know, I don't have the answers. I'm just, you know, saying, you know, that's the way I look at it. But then like with me, I said, God, whenever you're ready, you know, I prepare me to be ready. And then in your timing, it will be right. And there's no telling. Now that the two of you have come back together, God to put you on a trail. Okay, now both of y'all are ready for what I want you to do. Because
Amen.
You're godly women.
Amen.
Both of you are
Amen.
Ready now. I had to grow you up, had to grow her up, you know, and that's the way I feel with my friend. I had to grow, God is growing me up in the area, growing her up in the area, and if God intends, that's why, nope, you don't lose anybody out of your life that God intends to be in your life. It's impossible. Even if Satan set up a trap, God, if that person's supposed to be in your life, God will see that person, because they are part of your destiny. And God has ordained that from the beginning of time. So don't fret, don't worry. Mothers and daughters, daughter is straying. Don't fret, don't worry, because God ordained that child and you in the lives interconnected. And in his time, it's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. All you got to do is keep thinking.
And I just wanted to share this. Don't miss the opportunity. You have to be listening and willing to go where God tells you to go, because you will miss the opportunity if you don't do it when he tells you to do
it. Now, that's true. You got to be, you know, because, see, with me and a friend of mine, you know, I just said, okay, Lord, I'm putting this in your hand. I'm in South Carolina. I'm in a town that neither one of us were born in. And I'm driving along with my sister-in-law, and here's this person 8 hours away from her home, and they're walking on the street. And God said, "Go now." I said, "Stop the car. Stop the car." I jumped out and I went, hugged them, love on them, you know, because God said, "Now's the time." Now, you know, like, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? See, it's God. But I said, God, in your timing. So that's all we got to do, is just trust and believe him. Because right now, I'm living out of that. I'm living out of his timing. I don't have nowhere to go. I have nothing to do except for serve the kingdom. So every day, I'm living out of your timing. And this weekend, we're going to play like little girls. We're going to run around in this park. You don't have to work this weekend. I told Brooke, I'm not working. Now let the Lord tell me to do something. But otherwise, he said, you can play. So that's what I'm going to do. So we have to learn to listen, to play, to enjoy. And it's already prepared. That's the thing that they said. It's already done. So we're not doing anything to alter God's plan. God's plan is already done. So you just relax and just walk, just get on the treadmill, and it'll just keep you going. Because there's nothing you can do to change it or alter it. You're going to end up where he wants you to end up. I believe that. So that's just my take on that little piece.
Amen.
Alrighty.
Amen.
Anybody want to say anything, click one. Audience, I thank you for listening. Like I said earlier, that we have to deliver the message to other mothers and daughters. So I'm calling on you, mothers and daughters around the world. It's not going to cost you any money. We're not asking you for money. We're not asking you for donations. We're not asking you for this ministry except for coming together. I tell you, go to the website, be a part of the mother and daughter community, and be ready, because God is setting us up for an explosion. I know it. I feel it in my heart. He's already told me it's going to happen. I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you, God is setting it up, because he said, I am tired of the world. He's tired of these random shootings. He's tired of people being killed. He's tired of Satan ramping and running all over the place doing whatever he wants to do. God is tired. But because he said he would never destroy the world again because of Jesus, doesn't mean he doesn't get tired. We as mothers got to start talking to our children. We got to give tough love. do you want me to do? Don't listen to me and say, you know, that's Dr. Fletcher and they're just rapping and raving. She wants somebody to do. I don't want you to do anything. I'm just a messenger. You can listen to me if you want to, and you don't have to if you don't want to. It's okay with me. I'm telling you to listen to God. Go to God. Ask him, what is it that you want me to do? Is Dr. Fletcher saying what you say she should say? You know, don't believe me. Ask God. And then let him tell you, what do you want me to do? Because I don't know what he wants you to do. He just wants me to tell you he wants you to do something. So it's up to you to seek him out. What is it that you want me to do? How can I help you? He says, I need their help. Let them know I need their help. And when I say that, people get excited and say, what do you mean God needs help? God don't need no help. Yes, he does. He created us for his own pleasure. And if we're not giving him pleasure, that's the purpose. He didn't create us to go through hell on earth. He created us for his good pleasure. That's why he created the Garden of Eden. He created the Garden of Eden. He planted Adam there, and he was just looking at it. He said, this is good. He didn't say this is bad. This might work. I don't know. I'm thinking. He said, this is good. It gave him pleasure. When you get something good, it gives you pleasure. And then if you just say good, just say good, you feel something in your spirit just feels good. So it was good to him. And then all of a sudden, you see how it turned around? It went from good to bad. And he's been trying to get it back to that state of creation, the original creation. And it, can you imagine the point where he says, you know what? I'm just going to wipe all this out. It's like writing on a blackboard. This is not working. I'm going to erase all of this, and I'm going to start all over again. Mm-hmm. And he started all over again. And then what he's saying, we done gone from good to worse again. Solomon Gomorrah, we are in some, and you got to listen, mothers and daughters, we are in some times that you really have to watch just about everybody you around. If you don't have that Holy Spirit with you, I'm telling you, and even with the Holy Spirit with you, the Holy Spirit is talking to you saying, okay, don't go over there. No, don't say that. Don't do this. Don't do that. You've got to be on cue all the time because you don't know where it's going to pop off. You're sitting at a restaurant and somebody decide they don't want to live anymore and they want to take everybody else out. That's Satan. And what God is saying, I need your help. I need you to start talking to your children. You don't have to run out there and preach to the world. You need to start with your own children. How do I get my children? If every mother start with their own children, we would cover the world. You don't have to worry about going on television. You don't have to worry about trying to get out there and preach on the street to somebody else. Start with your own children. Start with the ones that he gave you, the ones that you're responsible for. And stop trying to save everybody else's children. You can't save everybody else's children. You were designed to save your own. And sometimes, you know, Cynthia, when I'm praying, the Lord said, you're responsible for your family. And I'm thinking, wow, that seems kind of... No. He said, I bless you, your children, and your children's children. I didn't say I bless you and somebody else's children and their children's children. We got to listen to the words. We got to listen to the instructions. Because if you get yourself in order, Bessie, and I bless you, the blessing's going to go down on your children. And mother, if we're out of order and we don't get the blessing, our children's going to miss out. And that's where we are today. We're out of order.
And that is the opposite of what God wants for us. So if we're not blessed, we must be cursed. And that
right.
comes as a result of disobedience and following what
right.
God would have us to do. God
when
created
you,
us to do our good works.
Right. And when you're out of order, he just going to have to sit back and watch you. Now, somebody might say, well, how do you know so much? Because I speak to the Holy Spirit, and I got a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And he tells me what I need to know. And he prepared me on Saturday morning when I get up. I don't come and speak. I release myself to the Holy Spirit. What is it that you want me to say? Everybody's not going to believe what you say. Everybody didn't believe Jesus. So I don't expect everybody to believe me. Good Lord. Jesus came along and told them, and they didn't believe it.
Amen. And then before I called my friend, she texted me a scripture. I got in the Word before I called her. I let the Holy Spirit guide me. Because you can go on there and mess it up. Because I know God asked me to apologize years ago, and I got on there and messed it up trying to clean it up when I didn't even know what I was trying to clean up. Cindy got in the way.
And made it worse than what it was.
Amen. Amen. I believe that.
Because the enemy got in it. You know what happens? When people go to try to clean something up, and then they start explaining, the more you explain, then you end up fussing and fighting again about a new thing that they're trying to clean up the old thing. And then, as you say, and I use it quite often, you should have just shut your mouth. You know how you tell them, shut your mouth.
And I
get that. Because you just got to shut your mouth and just listen to what God say, and don't say nothing. You know, just, you know what? Like what I told my friend, I said, you know what? I love you. I love you. That's the bottom line. I love you.
Amen.
And that's it. And I hug her. And that's it. I don't want to talk about what I think you said or what you thought I said. I don't even want to talk about that. Because that doesn't matter. Love is going to overrule that. I love you.
Amen.
Let me hug you. Because I knew
God
put that together. There's no way we would be in that city. Yes.
Oftentimes our pride get in the way and we're trying to clean it up. Well, you don't even know what to clean it up. And see, if I had just did what the Holy Spirit told me to do and say what he told, because he told me what to say. But I went on there, if I did this. See, I didn't take responsibility for what I said. I tried to clean it up.
Right.
So I just thank God for compassion. I just thank God for compassion. And this morning, I just went into the Word and let the Holy Spirit lead me. And I dare not do what he told me to do when I know better.
Yeah.
Because he knew you were ready now.
You've gone through some things. Your relationship with the Holy Spirit is tight, you know. So, of course, you know, he knew you could handle it. And she came right. She came with the scripture. I'm not coming with me, my stuff. I'm coming with the Word of God. Now, how awesome is that?
She had a dream. Amen. Mm-hmm. She had a dream, and she said, I don't know what it means. She texted me John 5, and she said, I don't know what it means. I went into the Word, and God took me. The whole scripture was about compassion, and the morning devotion was on a total different chapter than what she sent me, but it all connected because it all talked about the compassion of Jesus.
Amen.
God is amazing.
And then look at me.
And bring that in.
and the old folks say, won't he do it?
He's all confirming. He always confirms. He is just an amazing father to us. Yes, he's all confirming. I just love my Heavenly Father. And the Holy Spirit said, I only do what he tells me to do, as Jesus said same thing. When I read that in scripture, that the Holy Spirit only does and only gives us what God gives him to give us, that's big, y'all. That's big.
Yeah. And the good thing about it, Cynthia, is that you don't have – I even asked for shoes. I was in the store the other day, and I said, Holy Spirit, can I buy these shoes? I asked for shoes. I asked everything that I buy. I asked the Holy Spirit, can I buy that? Can I buy this? Because I don't want to buy something and buy some heels. You know, I wear them 3-inch and 4-inch heels and then walk around and the heel pop and I pop my ankle. No, I am asking. Because he said, no, I'm not buying that pair of shoes. We got to get into, he said, all things seek me. But we, you know, when you want to do it your way, and then seek him for the big thing, he wants you to seek him for the little thing. You know, am I eating something I'm not supposed to eat? I do that too. I feel like, you know, well, Holy Spirit, if I'm eating something I'm not supposed to eat, please tell me. I just want to live and see that experience. And I told God some years ago, I said, you know, I just want to see what it's like to really be led by you. Do I miss it? Yes, I miss it sometimes. And I'd be like, oh, Lord, Holy Spirit, I didn't ask you, you know. But I'm working on it. I'm working on it every day to just remind myself, don't do it. Don't do it. But sometimes you get, you know, running out and you'll do something, and I go back and say, Holy Spirit, I'm sorry, I didn't ask you. Is that okay? You know, but just keep working at it. Just keep working at it. You're not going to get perfect until you get home, but just keep doing a little something. And that's what I tell mothers and daughters with your relationship. You're looking for the perfect relationship. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because we're not perfect people. But you just keep working on it. You just keep sending that Bible verse like your friend sent this morning. The word,
amen.
Will, the word will do it. You can't do it. You can't even say something that would have healed that relationship. There was nothing Cynthia could say. But the word of,
amen,
God, the power is in his word. And in his word,
amen,
the healing took place. Jesus could do no healing without the Father saying it's okay.
Amen.
And when he did it, he knew it was going to happen because he'd already got permission. And I'm telling you, I was in prayer this morning, and the Lord spoke to me about a person, and he's done this quite often, and it always worked. And he told me, I want you to lay hands on this person. Now, when I lay hands on this person's going to be fine. Go and lay hands on the person. What kind of power do I have? I don't have no power. I don't even have a good understanding of who I am except through the Holy Spirit. Well, I don't know anything. But just in the middle of my prayer, he told me that's what he wanted me to do. And I thought,
amen.
I said, okay. Okay. And that's what the Holy Spirit gets. That's what Jesus gets. And when he say do it, he is authorized, is full with the power, and it works. It works. So I know God.
And if you don't mind, allow me
to
leave. Hey, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said I know God has a mighty work for you and your friend to do.
Amen.
Now, because he spoke. He was the one that spoke, and she just followed the instructions. So the power,
amen,
of love was in the words of God that she sent to you. And you obeyed and didn't miss it, and the blessing came. That's,
amen,
why you all are happy,
amen,
this morning, and that's why your hearts are filled, because you received the blessing.
Amen.
All right, you,
amen,
want to say something? We have 90 seconds.
Yes, Titus 2:7 says, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrines, showing uncorruptible, significant serenity. And that just speaks to what took place this morning.
Yeah.
And we must get in the habit of doing the good works of the Lord. And that means compassion, having compassion for each other. Thank you.
That's your job, and you think you work for somebody else, but the Lord allow you to be on that job so you can touch somebody, so you can tell them about Jesus, so you can help them along the way. You're there for a purpose. You're not on that job just working. You're on there because God goes send somebody that need to hear a word that you can speak to. So you're always working for the kingdom. I want to say to, you know, anyone that, you know, if you didn't hear this whole show, you need to go back and listen to the whole thing, because it really, go to our website, mdbn.org. That's M as in mother, D as in daughter, B as in bonding, N as in network.org. Sign up to become a part of the It's Time campaign, Mothers and Daughters Coming Together to Help God Replenish the Earth, to Heal the Earth. And you understand by listening to it from the very beginning. So I'm putting that out there because this message is going to go on Facebook and a lot of different medias, and they can know if they caught it at the tail end or whatever. You can go back and listen to it. Tell a friend to go listen to it. Tell as many. I'm asking you to to tell as many mothers and daughters that you know to go and sign up to be a part of this It's Time movement, this campaign. God wants us to bring mothers and daughters together. Right now, he said, just gather them up. I don't know what God is going to do. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know when he's going to do it. He just got me in a motion now to go around on tour and say, it's time to gather up mothers and daughters. The only way he told me to do it, have them sign up in the community. It's already set up. All you got to do is go and sign up, and you'll be a part of that community. And as God lead and tell me what to do, I'll send the message out. He know what he want to do. My job to this movement for God is just to gather them up. And I'm asking that you talk to as many friends, even your Facebook friends, and tell them to go. We're doing a lot of Facebook. We're doing a lot of stuff that, you know, ain't really serving God. I mean, really. I mean, you send the stuff out, but you got to go and say, what is it that I do personally? What do you want me to do personally? Instead of just chit-chatting about who's doing what to when, you know. And I'm not talking about the people that send out messages in the Word of God. I'm not. That's the kingdom business. But if you're just fighting with people and just talking about garbage, take that energy and say, you know, how can I serve the Word of God? Let me just send out a Word of God today. That's serving the kingdom of God. So if you're willing to do that, I truly appreciate it. We appreciate it. God appreciate it. Because he's going to gather those women up for a reason. All right, Cynthia. Deborah,
amen.
We appreciate you being on this morning with us. And Cynthia, thank you very much. I am getting ready to go play and have some fun for the rest of the weekend. Enjoy your friend. And we'll talk later. Oh, 1 second.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.